The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Actually, it's for fun and information today. I don't mind telling you that the Curtis Media Group actually is going to, they're going to agree with everything that I say today because, wow. We're out at Atlantic's Bars and Billiards, and they've got such great things inside. They put us outside because they had such great things wall-to-wall inside that it would probably be foolish. We'd have to broadcast from a dry tub, you know, or from a dry hot tub. Richard Nordheim is here from Enhanced Renovations. He got a shirt that doesn't say Enhanced Renovations. What's the deal here?
Correct. Well, we do happen to have two businesses, and we are both at the Southern Ideal Home Show this weekend as well. So we have Enhanced Renovations is our remodeling business.
Yeah.
And we have Casper Screens, or Casper East, as we are well known, as a disappearing screen company.
Wait a minute. A disappearing screen company?
Disappearing screen company, absolutely.
How do you make the screens disappear?
In actually, it's roughly a, if I was to try and describe this, it's a 2-inch housing that is spring-loaded. The screen rolls up into it, and it's got an elongated magnet that holds the screen to engage it into the frame. So you can open your door, windows, patio doors, sliding doors, French doors, and be able to have full airflow, full visual enjoyment of what the outside is, bringing the outdoors in.
That's great. Oh, I need that for one of my doors.
Oh, I believe so.
I've got a screen in Fortune. The dog went straight through. Couldn't see the screen, just had to go, and she just went through straight through. I need a replacement. You might be able to help me out.
I know a guy.
You know a guy? You also know a guy who builds things?
Absolutely.
And renovates things or rejuvenates your home?
Absolutely.
You know, if you are, as the show says, if you are making your home great, this guy right here, Richard, is your first step. Your second step, I'm sorry to make you the second step, is our fellow with Atlantic Spas and Billiards, Bill Mitchell. How you doing, Bill?
I am great this morning.
Yeah. Good.
We've done the weekend gardener all morning, so it's been a lot of fun.
You know, we're going to give you some extra time here. We usually go until 1, but apparently we're going to go to 1:30.
We are here. We'll get you a hot dog if you'd like, and Coca-Cola, some popcorn.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
We've got the spa. So basically, Atlantic Spas and Billiards Spa and Sauna Expo, but here at the store here on Glenwood Avenue.
But you have more than, I hate to say it because we're glossing over the title of the business, you have more than spas that would mean to most people hot tubs, and you have much more than just billiards.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as the billiards go, you look at foosball, shuffleboard, table tennis, outdoor table tennis, outdoor pool tables. So a big selection of darts, a big place to visit for the Raleigh Dart League, which a lot of people come out and play darts. We have a huge dart league here in Raleigh, and billiard cues, you know, big, all the billiard accessories you might need for a pool table or pool room, and then also leads into like I said, shuffleboard, poker tables, you know, with chairs and the whole card table ensemble.
It's got felt on it, right?
Felt on it. Pool tables that are made out of railroad parts called the rail yard. We've got, you know, ornate tables. We've got, and even a good pool table, like an Olhausen table we sell, can last a long time.
Yeah.
We actually have some of the pre-owned models. That table is available for sale again.
And
have a good deal.
My wife has already signed up to try to see whether we can get a used table. Now, if it doesn't happen, you know we're coming back here and buying new.
And we've got new ones. You know, and part of this expo is really we're remodeling our showroom to talk about remodeling.
Yeah.
New ceiling, new walls, new floors. And we had to, you know, make some room, by taking out so many of these demo and floor models.
Yes.
And so they're all on sale today and ready to offer someone a great opportunity.
So are you preparing to improve the showroom? Or
yes, sir.
Have you done it?
In October, we're going to basically this front showroom first.
Yeah.
The second half of the showroom in the back in December. But this front showroom is it's about a 10,000 square foot showroom that we're going to replace the flooring with more of a, you know, etched concrete, acid washed type of epoxy flooring.
Right.
New ceiling tiles, new lighting, new paint. So
good.
Just making it pretty.
Good. Well, it looks pretty now. Tell me about the pool tables, because my wife's signing up for pool tables. She realized that my man space in the garage was almost but not quite big enough for a pool table. And we took that caused her to move everything into the other part of the garage.
And an 8-foot pool table, we're generally looking at 17 by 13 and a half.
17 by 13
a 7-foot table would be a foot shorter and a foot skinnier. So a 7-foot table gives you a little more space. But as long as you come close, but we have a one queue. You can take one shorter queue for a corner or a piece of furniture that might be in the way. And so we can deal with that on the pool table and make it essentially make your space accommodate that pool table.
That's excellent.
I've actually moved walls for people to be able to have enough space to incorporate a pool table.
And certainly remodeling where we have to move a wall or, in that case, remodel the outside to even give you outdoor living, which is obviously popular for remodeling this time of year. So it kind of ties into the screens, but it is something that all these products, pool tables, foosball, shuffleboard, they make outdoor models that we have on display also.
Okay, now we need to pause for a moment because this is so great. There's a pool table you could put outside. Yes,
absolutely. It's the cloth is almost a sunbrella type material. It really is. And some of the models is sunbrella itself. So you could cover it. We'd certainly cover it when you weren't using to keep the leaves and the acorns
off. Of course you do. Yeah.
But it is built for outside. It's is a slate type material with some other additives in there to make it a little more able to expand and contract with the weather, but it is built to go outside. It has a playing surface, just like you would play on the interior one. It plays like that. The outside of them are generally metal, some sort of aluminum or powder-coated material. Aluminum is generally the best, and that's the structure, and so it's made to go outside.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the traditional spas, which a lot of people just associate with hot tubs.
Right.
It's not really just hot tubs. You've got a whole wall of things that are, I didn't anticipate being here. So we're going to talk about that next. And Richard Nordheim, Richard, can you build me like an outdoor space?
Absolutely.
We're looking for a mother-in-law suite, basically for me. Because we're running out of room in the house.
Okay.
And I'm the first one to come out. Okay. I will absolutely be the first one kicked out of the house and put in. Can you do a mother-in-law suite?
Absolutely. They're also, they're known as ADUs or an additional dwelling unit. And we've got quite a few of them that have become more prominent recently where folks are looking for, again, to bring mom and dad maybe home or have a place for the kids. That they can transition into when the parents maybe get older.
Right.
We're doing these as additions to garages. They're becoming pool houses temporarily.
But
they can certainly serve dual purposes.
And at some point, your mother-in-law or father-in-law are going to realize how much you love them based upon the distance that you put that mother-in-law suite from the main house. You know, and do you have motion sensors along the way? You know, grandma's coming.
Right. Prepare.
All right.
That's right.
We're talking with Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations, and we've got Bill Mitchell from Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We are live on the radio. Love to see you out here. We're on Glenwood Ave, 8721 Glenwood Ave, and we're making your home great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Well, Richard Nordheim is here from Enhanced Renovations. Bill Mitchell from Atlantic Spas and Billiards has gone on a quest to find me a hot cup of coffee. He is such a good guy. I mean, these are the people to buy from. My wife has already put her name in the hat for the next used pool table that comes up. We'll probably hear from one of Bill's people. You just handed me the Weekend Gardener magazine, Richard, and there's a photograph on it. Can I tell the secret behind the photograph?
Please do.
That's your house.
That is.
That's your sunroom. We're on page, I don't know, halfway through. Anyway, it's got a sunroof.
It's got skylights.
Skylights, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vaulted ceiling, tongue and groove wood.
Yeah.
It's got cedar, pine. Everything's about bringing the outdoors in,
right,
in this application, because it basically faces the woods, and we wanted to accentuate that. Bring the outdoors in, if you will.
Wow. What existed there? Was it just a bare piece of land?
It was a screen room. And it was scary. When I bought the home, I bought the home with the intention of remodeling it.
Sure.
And believe me, I've been doing that for way too long. So I wanted to make it mine, and it was a unique piece of property in the woods.
Yeah.
And that's why, if you get an opportunity to see this photo in the magazine, you'll see that we have glass knee walls, or what's also known as glass kick panels. So you don't happen to have that knee wall. You've got a perfect visible means to being able to see down into the woods and the creek bed.
Right.
It's picturesque.
And these windows, what you have to buy the quality windows.
Oh, absolutely.
And for something like this.
And we want something that's going to be more open and inviting again. You know, maybe not something with grills in it that are more of an obstruction.
Yeah.
Sliding windows are usually the larger scope of better visibility, if you will. And in this case here, we've got operable windows, and we've also got picture windows.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. What other kind of projects are you getting into these days?
Oh, my goodness. Whole home remodels.
Really?
Kitchen renovations are big. Obviously, going into the holiday season, a lot of folks consider their kitchens as a mainstay for the whole family coming together. Memories are made in the kitchen. And what's very unique about this is we'll see some people actually considering do a project like this before the holidays.
Yeah.
But what really is interesting is that right after the holidays seems to be when we get the majority of folks reaching out to us to do a kitchen, because you know what happens. They go, they go to family and they go, hey, how come we don't have what we should have to invite everybody over?
Let me just retranslate that. She turns to him on the car ride home and says, how come my sister's got a bigger kitchen and nicer place than I do? Or the fella says, you know, that makes our kitchen look lousy. You know, we need to update this. Honestly, it's a beautiful concept that around the holidays people are going to set these things up. Do you have time between now and Thanksgiving to renovate a kitchen?
If you had properly planned and we had wheels in motion by now, that is attainable. At this point, there's no way you'd be able to initiate a project like that with all of the specifics that would have to be involved.
Right. Have to start after Thanksgiving, probably.
Yeah,
and
we don't want to impede people's existences during the holiday seasons, right? Obviously, Thanksgiving week, we don't do anything. Typically, Christmas week and even into the new year, we pretty much just decided to close down. We unfortunately did try last year to keep things going for folks, it just turned into a bit of a conundrum trying to coordinate everybody, because some folks like to take off, and you know, I don't want to play havoc with the schedule. We want to be able to streamline our process, get in, get out cleanly.
We decide not to do anything during Thanksgiving weekend or Christmas week as well. I'm not speaking about Curtis Media. We're on all the time. We give you good content. Talking about the Alexander family, we're paper plates and plastic spoons, and you just throw them out. Now, we don't even do dishes or laundry. You know, there's time for that another time. Richard Nordheim is here from Enhanced Renovations, and the other company is called?
Is called Casper Screens, or we're Casper East. We are at the Southern Ideal Home Show. We have both booths for Enhanced Renovations, our remodeling company, as well as Casper East. And we'd certainly love the opportunity to have folks come by. If you would like to get free tickets to be able to come to the show either today or tomorrow, you can go to our Facebook page, Enhanced Renovations, and just in the comments section put VIP, and we'll send those tickets out to you.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, and Bill Mitchell, unfortunately, he's not sitting here, but he's with Atlantic Spas and Billiards. That's where we are. We're at 8721 Glenwood Ave. And the what they have inside exceeds most people's expectations. And apparently they're going to spruce everything up, and I'm sure it'll look better. But it's wall-to-wall spas at one point. You know, it's hot tubs, and did he call it a cold tub?
Yes, they have ice baths.
Oh, yeah.
Saunas. I mean, just about everything you can imagine.
He said that one of the Norwegian or you know, Scandinavian hockey players, I'm not going to mention the name, but is on his second sauna because they do that there. We can do that here. It's not just like stepping outside in the middle of July. It's something totally different. But we'll get Bill to explain that. But that's why we sound kind of funny, because we're continuing this broadcast started on the Weekend Gardener. So, Richard, what's the smallest job you're probably interested in?
Bathroom remodels.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah. You taking out a lot of big tubs?
It's become quite prominent, especially in the master or the primary bath, where folks are very often from some of the 80s and 90s homes. They put in garden tubs, if you will, and they pretty much take up a whole bunch of space, and they're not being utilized. So when you can offset a small shower with something really large and remodel an entire space, give it an entire new feel, it's amazingly, it's rewarding.
Can you help me age in place? Because I've got some doorways that are far too narrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You know, and they build this with no, they build these homes without any thought that people are ever going to end up in a wheelchair. Hey, you know what? You know what I got in my garage? I got two walkers, two electric wheelchairs that were just given to me. I've got one manual wheelchair. We are all set for every kind of disability. And by the way, I'm looking for somebody to pass off one of these electric wheelchairs to as soon as I can get them both running. But it's a fear of people. It's a genuine concern. Even you think, it'll never happen to me. It does.
Well, life has a way of catching up to us. I think we all somewhat feel invincible until something happens or something in the family triggers a concern.
Well, Bill Mitchell has just come in. He's from Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We're gonna take a news break, but thank you.
You're welcome for getting
me the fuel to get me through the next half hour, 45 minutes of the broadcast.
Nothing like a good cup of coffee.
Hot Black. Today's program is brought to you by Hot Black Coffee and Atlantic Spas and Billiards on Glenwood Ave, 8721 Glenwood, which is 70, in Raleigh.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts, and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
We are at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Bill Mitchell is here representing the company, and Richard Nordheim from Advanced Renovations. is also here. Bill, talk to me about this entire row of, we say, spas. There's hot tubs there starting out.
Yeah, hot tubs, also called spas, if you would. And there's even a form of a spa called a swim spa. Ours are the endless pool swim spa.
Yeah.
Where you would actually, you know, swimming, which is basically swimming laps in place.
Yes.
With a certain type of current. The endless pool has a very unique form of current, which is very flat and very smooth.
Yeah.
And it's what really, like, even professional swimmers are looking for.
Right.
So it is something that you would swim in your backyard.
Yeah.
Now also, you know, the hot tub, hot spring spa, caldera spa,
yeah,
are part of the some of our larger units, which could be a 8 or 9 person hot tub.
Oh,
you
yes.
know. But at the same point, we have some of the smaller units, and the free flow spa, which is another brand of hot tub,
yeah,
will actually plug into an outlet. You don't need fancy electricity. You don't
yeah.
need larger electricity like some of the models need.
Yeah.
But it's a very easy to set up, easy to use. Hot tub, you borderline, you could take it with you tailgating and plug it into the generator. So it is something that we have a hot tub for all types. But this spa and sauna expo is what we're having.
Right.
We are remodeling in October. We need to find a place for a number of our demos, floor models.
Yes.
But we've got great specials on in-stock spas.
Yeah.
And from Caldera, Hot Spring, Free Flow. And Saratoga, another spa brand we have.
What is this little one just inside the doorway?
So that's
is that a one person?
That's one or two people. There's room for two people. I have a spa like that on my deck, which is just my wife and I and two-person hot tub.
Okay.
But it does really what the larger units does.
Yeah.
Do. It has a up and down motion of the something called the motor massage. The motor massage moves water up and down your back automatically. But the big thing, we've been doing this since 1987 here in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And we have over 30 hot tubs on display in the store, like you said.
Yep.
So there's a lot to pick from, just like you might see an expo that's off-site. But we're doing it right here at our own store.
Yeah. And do you do large pools?
The swim spa and the endless pool is the size we work with, which is more of something that fit in any backyard.
Right.
So we do not build in-ground swimming pools.
Okay.
But the swim spa can be built into your deck or into your patio in a way that it would appear custom into the space, not just sitting on top if you wanted to build it that way.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've built sunrooms specifically for people to incorporate their swim spas. So that they can use them year-round.
Year-round without the weather. It also takes there's less care of the unit with leaves and acorns not falling in it.
Yeah.
So certainly building a minimum of a roof, a large screen porch, which would go good over a swim spa or a regular hot tub.
Right.
And then that lends us into the screen porch and some of our other things in our store, outdoor games, outdoor pool tables.
Yes.
Other units to go outside.
You're the person to contact for skee ball. You roll the thing up and it lands
just like you'd see in an arcade. You can have a skee ball in your basement.
Yep.
And in your game room, made by Skee Ball is the true name brand skee ball unit, and just like those wooden ball, same score mechanism, if you would, and. That's here in the store. So there's a lot to see in the game room portion, the pool, billiard and game room portion of our store.
Okay. I've got to ask this question because I'm always looking for an angle. If I bought one of those and put it in the newsroom at WPTF, could you put a coin slot in it?
Well, we actually do have coin slots.
Yes.
You could get a skee ball with a coin slot.
Oh, yeah.
We have foosball tables with coin slots. We could build you up and purchase a pool table with a coin slot. All that certainly is available.
If you've got a place at the beach, let me just tell you, we rented a place at the beach that had not coin op, but a foosball table. Mm-hmm. And it had a skee ball or whatever. And that was the most popular room in the house other than the kitchen. It was just, I mean, if we lost track of everybody, that's where they were. They were two floors down with the skee ball.
Yeah, playing skee ball, foosball. You know, foosball is a great game. It's four people.
Yep.
We're actually the U.S. distributor of the French Bonzini foosball table.
Oh, yes.
Straight from France. It's the one that you've played on, you know, back in college in that hole-in-the-wall bar.
We
had a foosball table in the back. That's the table. So it's that original type of foosball table.
Oh, man.
And we've got a blue and white one in there. If you might be going to the game this afternoon in Chapel Hill, there's a blue and white one there with blue and white men built for that Carolina fan.
Blue and white. Oh, that's nice. Also here with us is Richard Nordheim of Enhanced Renovations. He also talked to him about the special screens. You've got two booths, am I correct?
Correct.
At the home show right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Yep.
I'm glad we were able to tear you away.
I was there this morning, and I'll be back there as soon as we get done.
This is terrific. I'm glad you mentioned it because it's something that's in our bailiwick, even though we're not broadcasting there, because we're at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Bill is from Enhanced Renovations. Richard is from Enhanced Renovations. So, Richard, talk to me about adding on to a house.
That we're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Again, because interest rates are what they are, people are trying to, as you mentioned, maybe stay in place. Incorporate additional space for a growing family. If mom and dad may be coming back,
right.
We're looking at additions with bathrooms, closets, separation, but at the same time, invitation.
Yeah.
So, you know, grandma, right now we're working on a project in the Clayton area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be converting a garage to a suite for grandma.
Oh, wow. That's really unique.
Then we'll be building another garage.
Of course you will. You'll have to. I mean, where are you going to put the stuff that's in the garage? You can't leave it in the mother-in-law suite.
That's right.
So you're going to make it appear as if it was already there.
Always.
Always there.
Absolutely. I have to speak to that because there is nothing that I won't put my fingers on anything that doesn't look like it was always intended to be a part of the original plan.
Right.
I can drive down the road and spot additions all day long that just look out of sorts.
Yep.
Roof lines jacked up right up underneath windows where you know now there's going to be a flashing issue and more than likely I'm seeing potentials for leaks.
Yeah.
Just the way roof lines or soffit lines maybe don't match. I'm emphatic about making sure that it always looks like it was part of the original plan. We'll take siding down and basically strip half the house, or half a wall of siding, and replace it all so that there's no separation. And again, it's intrinsic to that final finish.
You know, I've seen some additions, and we all have, I guess. There was a house in Fuquay, Verena, and if you're from Fuquay, you're listening in Fuquay, and this is your house, I do not mean to criticize you at all. You did what you could with what you had. It was originally a rectangular box, right? Like a small ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Then they built off, you know, at a 90-degree angle. Then they realized that wasn't enough, so they built off at a 90-degree angle again. It was from the sky, it looks like the letter U.
Oh, goodness.
Okay? So from your kitchen sink, you can see the renovation.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you would have done that.
No, I don't think so.
You'd have gone in a different direction, made something bigger. But you could tell it was piecemeal. And by the way, one building is yellow and the rest of it is something else.
Ouch.
Yeah, you know. But, again, if this is your house, I do not mean to talk down your house. I'm just saying Richard could have done better and would have. Richard Nordheim from Enhanced Renovations. Bill Mitchell's going to come back. He's with Atlantic Spas and Billiards on Capitol Boulevard, Glenwood Ave, 8721 Glenwood Ave. And that's where we are. We're going to be here until, 1:30? 1:30, and then for some reason, the football people are going to talk about football up until the actual football game. I wish them well, filling their time and making it interesting. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF. We've been on for a few years here, like 4 years, bringing people to you who do really good work. We're at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Richard Nordheim is here from Enhanced Renovations. And would you believe, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier has just walked in. How you doing?
I was spending quite a bit of time in their showroom. I'm probably going to go back in there after we're done with the show here.
This is the kind of place, especially for guys, honestly, they walk in and they say, God, I wish I had a budget for this. I wish I had a pile of money saved away for the spa. But I'm sure you can get it if you need it badly enough.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised at the price of the spas.
I thought
they were actually a lot more than, there's one just inside the door here, which would look famous in my backyard.
It would, yeah.
For about half of what I would have assumed it would have cost. So it's not just the spas. I mean, there are pool tables here, the billiard tables you guys have, the foosball tables. These things are, I took a photo of a foosball table in there that's got to be 20 feet long. I've never even seen one that long before. I got a few guys nodding here. I think they know what I'm talking about, but it's some really cool, unique stuff you got here.
Did you walk all the way to the back wall and see the swimming spas?
The two of them, along with, I think there's a sauna out back, one of those custom-built saunas that you have back there. I've never seen anything like that. I maybe on TV once or twice, but that's got to be, almost 20 feet long, maybe five and a half to 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
You can swim against the current.
Swim against the current.
And one of your guys back there was also showing us, well, look, it's also got a treadmill built into the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can just stand up and walk underwater. And they've got an option to put a bicycle in there so you can ride underwater, I assume would help your joints a lot more so than getting out there doing it without it.
All right. Richard Nordheim of Enhanced Renovations, talk to me about we're knocking it down and rebuilding it. Yes, sir?
We can do whatever you'd like.
Whatever I like.
Start to finish.
Can you do it on my neighbors? No, I mean, I'm tired of looking at it.
I think we'll have to get them involved.
Okay, we'll get them involved. How frequent are the major jobs? Are you doing them once a month?
I probably have to say 2 to 3 a quarter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It's really having the right talent to be able to work with us to coordinate a project to try and make it as streamlined as possible. Some folks live in the home while we're working there.
Yes.
If given the opportunity, we have something major and structural concerns to deal with, we might invite them to go away for a week or find someplace else so that we can do what we need to do, and this becomes more cost-effective to them, certainly because we're not having to clean up everything every day and make it, a livable environment for them. So sometimes that separation can certainly be a huge benefit to not only moving the project along more cleanly, if you will, but, we don't want to inconvenience folks any way we don't have to.
Some people really do think, if that's a load-bearing wall, I can't touch it. That's not really the case, is it?
Nope, you can do anything.
Do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I have to, you have to, not me, put in a steel I-beam to hold up the house and then put piers down underneath the house.
Absolutely.
Anchored by cement. Yeah?
Yep, we bring structural engineers into projects. I can't tell you how often that's the case, folks. Certainly want to have a more open floor plan.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that we'll do as part of our design process is bring out the engineer to scope out what is feasible, what makes the most sense, and what might actually be the most cost-effective means to achieve the goal that the folks are looking for.
Are you finding it more difficult to do custom work on the inside of the house or like hardscape work around the spas when you're having those installed in people's homes or yards? Which one do you think is the more difficult?
One comes to mind that we just did recently where we took out two major columns in a kitchen space that's 26 feet long. and the cabinetry and the countertop were all going up against these two columns, which were just really eyesores, and they detracted so much from the space.
Yeah.
But we had to actually get a 26-foot beam, an I-beam, into the back of the house, and just the logistics of being able to, first off, deal with the weight, the manpower required to move it, and then to get it in space and elevated, you're creating a false wall.
Right.
So you're basically supporting the existing two-story structure temporarily.
Yes.
While you're taking out major components and then incorporating this main beam.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question I really don't want an answer to, because some things are meant to be a mystery. How do you put an I-beam in place before the house falls down? I mean, you've got supports there.
Magic.
What do you do? 1, 2, 3, go!
Well, it's maybe a little bit of that. You've got a bunch of guys, if you will. I mean, if necessary, there are jacks. We've done this with cranes before. I mean, I've opened up roofs to drop beams in if you had to.
I'm just saying installation day. You've got 2x4s probably or other.
A false
other,
wall.
Mm-hmm. You've got beams. No, I mean, your temporary beams in place when you've taken out. How do you then get that cross member, the beam, fitting without the house falling in?
Crane, in most cases. I mean, depending on the weight, right?
That or manpower. I mean, physically, it's amazing how when you can get 5 or 10 people together and just massively walk this thing, it becomes 100 pounds per person instead of, you know, 5,000 pounds per person.
Right. It's a lot of people. But, yeah, absolutely be able to get that done.
And you don't want one guy to knock off in the middle.
Yeah, he takes a phone call. Hold on, guys. Pause.
No.
Time out.
Yeah, you talk about it. You make a succinct plan, and everybody knows their part.
But sometimes it's not a steel I-beam. What's the other option for opening up and supporting that wall?
LVLs, which are basically manufactured beams that have immense strength to them. And they actually have a little camber to them, too.
Yep.
So there is a top, so it's actually got a crown.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we're going to pick this up in just a wee moment. We are at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We're also talking to Richard Nordheim of Enhanced Renovations on WPTF.
The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Somebody's got to get John Champion a non-caffeinated beverage. He's never going to make it to 1:30. We will, of course. We're making your home great. I'm Dave Alexander. This is Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. And we want to thank Richard Nordheim for his participation in the first bit of the show. His websites are Enhanced, it ends with a D, Enhanced Renovations, and that ends with an S, enhancedrenovations.com, and CasperEast.com. They've got this company that puts in screens that automatically, they're like invisible screens.
Yep.
Before they lower, you don't know they're there. But I think that's amazing.
Those are pretty fancy.
So we're at Atlantic Billiards and Spas, and we'll talk with Bill Mitchell in just a little bit. He's busy with customers, which is not a bad way to be, really, honestly.
No, it's definitely not. And I'm telling you, I think for any guys listening out there that are looking to put in a man cave or make their man cave a little better.
Yep.
I mean, it's not just pool tables and foosball tables and stuff like that. They've got wall art here for your man cave.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really, really cool place to be. Leave your wallet in the truck.
Yeah,
because you're going to walk in here and want to walk out with a few things.
Oh, no, bring it in. You know, my wife did.
What's that?
She put her name in because they sometimes hear about used pool tables or they have them in.
Yeah.
And we're going to get one for the garage. My man space is now being turned into a pool hall, which is okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no complaints there, right?
No, not really.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I can fritter away my retirement years.
Yeah, it's working out in your favor.
Working out. The only question is how many radios and technical things that I have and love have to be moved.
Oh, well, we need to get you some shelving.
No. Well, yeah, basically it's got to go out in a dumpster somewhere for us to have enough room. We've got enough shelving. We're going to have to move shelving from that first area, the first two bays.
Keeping a lot of your keepsakes, huh?
Yeah. We're going to put them in boxes. It's just the way it is. All right. We're at Atlantic Spas and Billiards and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. We often don't get enough time to talk about Triangle Radiant Barrier. What's going on this week?
Oh, just busy.
Yeah.
I mean, my guys are all very happy now that the weather has shifted. Obviously,
yep.
We're all sitting outside right now enjoying this beautiful weather. So
yes.
Working in crawl spaces, working in attic spaces is much more tolerable this time of year.
Yeah.
But it is also a very busy time of year for us. Where, you know, with the rebate programs that Duke has, with the Federal Inflation Act, which is basically being removed by December 31st of this year.
The tax rebate program
for energy efficiency items to your home. So they've already decided to close that rebate program down, but it cancels December 31st of this year.
Nobody's going to be surprised.
Yeah, nobody was surprised that it got canceled. We kind of saw that coming. However, now we have a lot of people that are like, well, the clock is running. I want to hurry up and get this done so I can not only get the Duke rebate, but also get the federal tax credit.
Yeah.
So it's just a busy time of year for us, but that's a good problem to have. No complaints.
Good.
Got a lot of happy customers, so we're moving forward.
That's good. I had a conversation with somebody online about the Duke program, the rebates, and I expressed something, and then they said, no, you must be wrong. I didn't spend all night trying to convince him because I'm perfectly comfortable that there's someone on the internet who is wrong. It's just
they
okay.
do exist.
My point is I said that in peak times for people who put in solar systems with batteries, you give Duke the ability to access the power you're creating,
mm-hmm.
and that will get us through without building another power plant. They said, no, you totally misunderstand. We don't take power from you. You know, like, he was speaking like he was Duke.
Like he works for Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually had a, when Sue Clement came on our show about a month and a half ago, she talked a lot about the rebate program and what they were offering for solar.
Yeah.
Now, I think because of how it was worded, that there was a lot of people that, and even you pointed out, you were like, look, I don't want to have to give the power back to Duke.
Yeah.
In layman's terms, okay, if we were to break it all the way down, if you need 1,200 kilowatt hours to run your property that month, and your solar equipment produced 1,600 kilowatt hours.
Yes.
There's a 400 kilowatt hour delta.
Yeah, difference.
The difference is what Duke is going to pinch off. You're not going to need that power next month. Your solar panels are going to produce that much energy next month.
Right.
So the extra 400 that you're not going to use, that's what Duke distributes out to other areas to help lower costs.
And now, they pay you for
and
it.
And they pay you for
yes.
it. So they're literally paying you for the energy that you're not going to be using that month.
Right.
Now, let's say you've got 62,000 homes out there with these batteries.
Yeah.
You start adding all that power up, it's a lot.
Yep.
So their focus is trying to incentivize as many people as possible to not only put in solar, but put in these battery backups, and that will help our power grid. It is a good idea. They're not taking any of the power that you need. So if you need 1,200 hours that month and you only produce 1,200, they're not taking any of it.
No, you get
to keep all of that.
Right.
So I do like the program. I do like what Duke is doing.
Yeah.
There is a lot of misinformation out there, which is why it was important for us to bring Sue onto the show. We wanted everybody to hear from Duke. This is the program. This is how it works.
Yeah. And in addition, as it overlaps with your business, as it interfaces with Triangle Radiant Barrier,
right,
Duke will pay for insulation to be put in.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. This week we had a very sweet woman. She was a radio listener.
Yeah.
Smaller home, about a 1,200-square-foot ranch, but the insulation was 35 years old. So, you know, it had been depleted and deteriorated all the way down to about 4 inches of depth in her attic.
Which is a natural process.
Yes, it is, with fiberglass. So that is the exact person Duke is trying to help. She said, my bills are too high, my air conditioner is struggling to keep the house cool this summer.
Yeah.
I've been saving up money to have this done. What can you do? And I explained to her, look, it's going to cost you about $1,200 to blow in new insulation in your attic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the good news. Duke's going to give you a $700 rebate towards that.
Sure.
You also need to seal up your vents. That's going to cost you about $250. Here's the good news. Duke's going to give you a $250 rebate. And you also want us to put in a door cover and air seal the attic floor.
Yeah.
That's going to run you this much. Duke's going to give you this much for your rebate.
Yeah.
So she was out a few hundred dollars, got her entire house insulated.
Yes.
The impact it made, she was telling us within a few days, she said, I cannot believe that was really the biggest problem I was having. Now that I have new insulation, my entire house feels different.
Yeah.
My air conditioner is only running a few minutes at a time instead of hours. So that is what Duke is trying to do. And it's, as you pointed out, could be considered counterintuitive.
Yeah.
They're giving you money to lower your utility bills so you're paying them less.
Yes, but as we pointed out, they don't have to build a big power plant because they're just kind of insulating homes willy-nilly and in some cases putting up solar or helping to pay for people's solar. And one hand washes the other. They don't need a new farm. Solar farm,
right?
From Caswell County to Dare County.
None of us want that.
No, we don't. So, all right, that explains the Duke thing. How do we contact you to get the information on that?
Yeah, you guys can just reach out to our website at triangleradiantbarrier.com. You can also reach out to Duke. If you go to Duke's website, you start looking into Duke Trade Allies, registered trade allies.
Yeah.
And if you need an insulation company, Duke's going to send you our phone number. So you can go through Duke, go to our direct website at triangleradiantbarrier.com or call us at 919-986-8808.
And don't listen to that one guy on the internet. He's wrong.
Yeah, listen to the one guy on the radio.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
We're we're much more reputable. All right, we're here at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Bill Mitchell will stop by in just a little bit, but he is so busy talking to customers, but they'll find you a sales representative if you walk in now. Do you want a spa? Do you want a sauna? Do you want a virtual swimming pool? That is, you get in it and you swim forward against the
swim in place
against the tide.
Age in place, swim in place.
Go ahead and stop on by here. We're at 8721 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. On WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
With Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier live at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Brock, you ever played darts?
You know what? 18 to 22 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a period of our lives where we spent a lot of time down at the pool hall. And I got pretty good at darts. At least I thought I did until I went back home to Texas about 4 months ago and my younger brother beat me very easily. So I guess I've lost a little bit of the talent I once had, but I thoroughly enjoy it. And they've got some beautiful dart boards here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you're trying to build your man cave, they have got all the toys you were looking for at this location.
I've been banned from playing darts because of ricochets. apparently, That wire is really thin,
uh-huh.
But I can hit it every time. Hit a bang, twirls around, people are ducking under tables. I can't do it. But I can do foosball. I can do pool. These guys will sell you a pool stick. If you need a pool stick weighted, like yours is too heavy,
right,
or yours is too light, yeah, bring it in here. Have them look at it.
Yeah, a beautiful array of pool cues on that back wall back there.
Right.
I mean, there's got to be several hundred of them. So they've just got it all figured out here.
And the spas. That does mean, in some cases, hot tubs. It does mean swimming things. What do you call it? It's a big rectangle, but it's not as big as a pool.
Yeah, and it's got this really aggressive current that you swim against.
Right.
So you swim in place. I mean, it's a very impressive piece of equipment that they have back there. It's what you would assume you would find in a rehab center.
Yes.
Right. You know, something that they would be able to utilize in a rehab center using water therapy, that kind of stuff. So it's really unique. And they've got a sauna, which means I can just sit in it and lose weight. That's what I want. I would love that.
It's not exactly. We're going to have Bill on in just a second to describe it. But it's not just that, like somebody walking out in July in North Carolina, right? A sauna is it's a dry heat. If you're from Arizona and you miss it because you moved to North Carolina, is it what a sauna does?
It's certainly a dry heat.
Yeah.
You add some moisture in a traditional sauna where you have the rocks.
Yeah.
So basically a sauna works where the heating elements heat rocks.
Yes.
And we do have a wood-burning sauna if you were so inclined, but in most cases, which then you'd create a fire, which then the stack would go out the back, and then the fire would heat the rocks, which then heat the air.
Holy.
So you wouldn't be breathing in smoke. But
typically
a traditional sauna would use elements to then heat the rocks, which then heats the air, and that unit will go up to about 190 degrees. Now, I have a sauna at home built in my basement where we custom build it into the basement walls, so it's not just placed there by us. That's another thing we do.
Yeah.
But in that case, I like when I get the heat going in there, 140 degrees is good to me, but probably stay 15 minutes to get that sweat going, to get that circulation going. It's proven through a number of studies, in especially in Finland, where especially the male cardiovascular system can be improved, and certainly the study was done for males, but females would work too, improved by getting that temperature up. But then after 15 minutes or so, cooling back down,
Fused
with a cold shower, or getting out of the unit and then going back in the unit. Now, they also have something called an infrared sauna, which we also sell.
Yes.
And we even sell one that's a combo of traditional and infrared, where you would use one or the other. The infrared works at a lower temperature, but the light waves are changed, which then that can go into your body, which creates sweat, and you're sweating out toxins.
Yeah.
But it kind of does it in a different, probably a little less hot manner, if you would, but both types.
What did you say the maximum temperature was?
The traditional sauna is 190.
190.
For an infrared sauna, it would be about 145.
180 degrees is a fresh, hot cup of coffee.
Which,
I'm just saying. It's,
you're participating with today. Me and you are drinking coffee. So
that's
fist
right.
Bump
I'm,
there. Yeah.
We're going to be here a long time. We got just a moment before the news, but we'll be here for another hour. And I can stay later than that, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours. I could be here, at closing time just because you guys brought me more coffee. Thank you.
We're cooking from the grills, too.
All right.
We'll feed you.
This is a good thing. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
Along with Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, we are live at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We're at 8721
Glenview.
Glenwood Ave. I get confused
sometimes. Furniture Row, all the big furniture companies are right down the street.
It's really Highway 70, you know, and it's a good spot. They have a larger showroom than I've seen for, I don't know, some furniture stores.
Yeah, it really is an impressive showroom.
And there's a lot of things there, a lot of things here inside. They put us outside because, frankly, they couldn't find a spot that wasn't already used.
Right.
Although Brock did want to play pool while we were doing the show. Sorry, man.
No, I really tried to make that happen, but it didn't play out.
All right. Well, you can play after.
That's right.
Play after. All right, you're here till 1?
Yes, sir.
And then I think we've got Rhonda Benvie Plummer.
Help me, Rhonda Terrier. She'll be coming on
the rest of the show. So talk to me about people insulating their sheds. You know, we go over this kind of thing where if you put a glove on a mannequin and come back and try to take the temperature of the hand of the mannequin, it's the same as ambient temperature.
Yeah, it is. Whatever the temperature in the room is, it's insulation and HVAC. Are peanut butter and jelly. You can't have one without the other. You can put in an air conditioner in your garage. That's a very common thing. People convert their garages into man caves, and,
yes,
you know, pool table, foosball table, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they'll call us and say, we need you guys to come out and insulate. And I always ask the same question. What kind of HVAC system are you using in your garage? Oh, well, we didn't plan on putting in an air conditioner. Okay. So what happens in your house, which has tons of insulation,
yes,
what happens when your air conditioner goes out? Is your house comfortable? No.
No, no.
No, the insulation and the air conditioning are working together. So I can go in and insulate your garage all day, but on a 95-degree day, it's still not going to be pleasant in that garage.
Yeah.
You need to have both. So I spend a lot of time explaining to people, unless we're going with spray foam, for example,
yeah,
any kind of fiberglass or R-rated insulation that isn't spray foam, mm-hmm, you're going to need an air conditioner and or a heater in that space. All,
yes,
that insulation is designed to retain and block. So with the glove, as you pointed out,
yeah,
a human being produces heat.
Yes.
So putting a glove on your hand is trying to help retain that heat. On a mannequin, there is no heat, so
right,
their hand's going to be the same temperature with or without a glove.
So insulating my shed will not keep it cooler?
Marginally, maybe a few degrees, but we're, okay, talking about, you know, 98 to 96, 98 to 94.
Yeah.
Now you plug an air conditioner in, all of,
Steve,
a sudden, now you can get it down into the 70s.
Check the hot dog.
Yeah. He said check the hot dogs.
Yes, please. That's check,
all right.
Please,
that's
check,
right,
the hot dogs.
It's funny because Bill Mitchell, you snuck up on me. Where did you come from? Where was your entry point here?
He came,
anyway,
in through the slats on the gate behind.
Yeah, we're cooking on grills and we're
that's,
we're,
that's,
we're
good,
selling, right, hot tubs. So a lot going on.
Smells great. I'm glad we're out here.
There's a pork butt on the grill, right?
What's that? Yeah, this is a Green Mountain grill. It's a pellet grill.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's we're cooking some pork shoulder there, but
shoulder,
you know,
okay,
cooking it all afternoon just to mainly to create the smell of pork shoulder, if you would,
yes,
you know, here on the grill and of course with the pellet grills you smell the wood burning pellets,
yeah,
you know, with this is a combination of oak and maple, and then, wow, we also have a Kamado Joe charcoal grill,
yes,
one of those kettle grills,
oh,
and
yes,
those are on a big sale. This is the one popular model is over $600 off, but a full line of Kamado Joe grills, a full line of charcoal, I'm glad to sell.
Am I to understand this grill over here, it is sort of egg-shaped, but it's not the egg?
Right, it's like a big green egg, but
yeah, okay,
but red instead of green.
Oh, okay.
And then, but actually a lot of, it comes with a lot of accessories, rotisseries, pizza we could turn it into a pizza oven. You're actually turning your grill into a pizza oven.
Oh, wow.
Because it's ceramic, so that ceramic holds that heat.
It does.
You know, and you can get up to 800 degrees on one of these Kamado Joe grills, which that cooks a really good pizza in about 4 minutes.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. and don't fall asleep when you're doing it.
Or it'll be black.
Yeah, or it'll be black. He's Bill Mitchell of Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We've mentioned the spas, the hot tubs, the swimming. We mentioned pool tables. Forgot to mention this hour that you've got a pool table that will work for my patio outside.
An outdoor pool table?
Yes.
Where you have the surface. It's a sunbrella-type material, so it's an outdoor fabric.
Yep.
You would typically cover it just to keep off the acorns and the leaves, but
yeah.
It is made to go outside. It can get wet. It can take the weather. For those outdoor living and remodeling, and certainly you see a lot of very popular areas now, which are the television, couches,
yes. outdoor
kitchens, all yeah. of that can be outside. Well, now you can bring the pool table too, as well as a ping pong table or a shuffleboard or a foosball table. All these items are made in outdoor versions also.
Right. The shuffleboard tables, they got to be made solid. How much does those things weigh?
Yeah, the shuffleboard, the body or the wooden system,
yes.
and then
yes.
when they're outdoors, it's more of a stone piece. And that is, 9 to 22 feet in length. You could get a shuffleboard, a very long
man.
Table. And that body is heavy, and then the case, the surround, the piece that holds it up is pretty
yeah.
wood, different finishes. And that would mat even, you know, there's a pool table, shuffleboard, and the card table all could come in one wood stain, one species made by the same company, so it matches.
Yes.
So you could get the whole ensemble in one color wood.
This is terrific. And what else have we forgotten? Oh, we did mention dart boards, and Brock is endorsing those and saying, yeah, they look good. I want one.
I think every man cave needs a dartboard, right?
Yeah.
That's a staple right there.
Yeah, the dartboard is something that anybody can do, but it takes
yeah.
I play in a league. The Raleigh has a huge RDL, Raleigh Dart League, a
yeah.
huge league. And, so we play every Wednesday nights, but you would think after practice you get better. Sometimes I get a little better. Sometimes I get worse. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a game that's hard to perfect, but we could help you with some a huge selection of darts, dart boards, the Blade 6 dart board, which is the one that's famous in league play, and surrounds and adjustment parts, and as well as billiard cues in the same way.
Yes.
If you want to play pool, we have the ultimate billiard cue if you would like to look at those.
Okay. Now, I believe that my daughter bought from you guys a billiard cue for me for Christmas, which is wonderful. Or not a
right.
cue stick.
Right.
Problem is, it doesn't hit anything. I mean, is there any way to put a laser guided thing on that?
That's a good idea. There probably is somewhere if you'd research
this
that.
This pool cue is giving me skill issues.
It's giving me skill issues. No.
Well, do you think
beautiful.
The laser would help? Is the question.
No, probably not. My wife keeps saying, Dave, you got to hit it lower on the ball. Got to hit it lower. And then I hit it lower, and then the ball goes, cue ball leaves the table and goes and bounces around.
Puts an indention in the wall.
It's not a good skill set for me. But for people who love playing, sticking quarters into a tavern machine is out of the question. You got to have it at your house.
Absolutely, and like a dartboard, you said it could go in your garage, it
yep,
could go
right.
on the side of your house, it could go in your shed.
Yep.
You know, it could. The good thing about a dartboard, everybody should have one because you could put it anywhere, really.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and he's got you guys have a decent collection of vintage arcade games back there in that back room. Talk to me about those.
Yeah, there's the arcade where you. Different forms. One is a barrel, an old school barrel
right.
that looks like that, or the stand-up arcade like you remember, where you could get Pac-Man and Galaga Defender.
Yeah.
There's actually two different types of games. There's the Midway game, then there's the other manufacturer of the game. So one has Defender and one has Galaga. So you can all of them have Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man, Dig Dug, all those games. And it comes in one, like the one game that has 64 different games
built
into
in.
It.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It just brought back memories because, you know, that was my time. I grew up in the arcades. You and your buddies would always go down there with a handful of quarters and spend the whole day just kind of playing arcades. And you've got Skee-Ball back there as well. I saw personal Skee-Ball setups you can have installed in your house. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're building a man cave, this is where you start.
We would put together a Skee-Ball league, you know, again, like the darts. Maybe we don't get better.
Yeah, I think.
You know, maybe we start out the night really skilled and then end the night, you know, just hitting the wall.
Yeah, throwing the wooden balls at each other's heads.
Other's heads. You know, if I had a dartboard, I think that not only would I want to have, like, plexiglass protection around it, but I would want to keep the drywall mud handy, right? Just because it's 8 feet from the table, it's drywall. Let's patch it up before Mom notices.
We've got the large wall protectors back there for your dart play. Yes.
Dave will need it.
Yeah. I will need that, absolutely. Now, can I see where a dart has landed on that wall protector? Does it scratch?
Well, it's actually foam, so I think it absorbs the hit. You know, eventually you might see your hits if they add up.
I know. There's certain things I don't want to share with my wife.
But we're hoping you get better and you stop hitting the board.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck on that. Bill Mitchell here from Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We are here until 1:30, which is an unusual set of timing for us. But we're gonna stay on the air because we're going to lead right into the football broadcast of UNC. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here. We're going to hear from Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors next hour on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Wait, but first we've got to go to our online reporter, Joe Schmo, who is over at some other place. No, I'm just kidding. John Champions at High Park Bar and Grill. I envy him, although he would love visiting here also. We are at Atlantic Spas and Billiards, and apparently a whole lot more. They could continue the sign out in front for several more words, including dartboards and outdoor pool tables and swimming arrangements where you can go and practice your swimming and exercise in swimming.
Skee-Ball, arcade.
Yep,
arcades. Oh, yeah, they've got it all.
But like Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, he didn't then continue to name his company Triangle Radiant Barrier Insulation, Blown-In Insulation, Mold Remediation.
And spray foam. And spray foam. Batted and blown in.
Years ago, mold would be a nasty word. You might as well tell people that they're going to have to quietly sell their house.
Right.
They're going to have to do something. Or they bring in the hazmat crew, and it's going to cost you a ton of money. And that's not really the case now.
It depends on where mold is growing.
Yeah.
If it's on wood surfaces, if it's in your attic, if it's underneath the house in the crawl space, it's fairly easy to remediate, and it's much less money than a lot of people, I think, have been led to believe it's going to cost. Now, when you have a bunch of mold growing on the drywall on the inside of the house, that does become an expensive undertaking because in most cases you have to not only spray the mold,
right,
but you have to sand out all of the mold discoloring in the drywall.
Right.
And a lot of people don't do that. They don't want to invest that much time, so it's removal, and now you're installing new drywall, new tape, bed, texture, paint. So it can be very expensive, which is why controlling the moisture issue in your home and underneath your home is so important.
All right. Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors joins us. How you doing, Rhonda?
Good. How are you?
so glad you're with us.
Yeah,
talk
we
to
have
me
technical difficulties.
I'm sorry. Well, that's all right. You know, we don't worry about technical difficulties. We just solve them, and I'm glad we have. So, Rhonda, talk to me about what's going on in your business.
So very busy this time of year. You know, everybody wants to get the house all done and have it nice for the holidays. So I would say we got a lot of remodels going on, and you know, a lot of people calling wanting to kind of just update their furniture, you know, and kind of update their rooms. So just a lot of that going on right now.
Can I get a minor or a medium difficulty project started and have it done by Thanksgiving?
You want me furniture? Probably be no.
Okay, that's fine. That's one. I want people to know what the answer would be if they called you.
Yeah, so, and, you know, when you're getting, you know, new furniture, you know, there's hardly any in stock, you know, that people like, and you usually right. have to order. There are some things that you can get quicker, like, you know, I'm a Bassett dealer, and Bassett has, you know, several that they keep in stock all the time in really nice fabric. So it is doable.
Right.
But, you know, it takes your options away.
Right. Yeah. Replacing all the lamps in the house is not a problem.
Yeah, lamps is not a problem. It's the upholstery pieces that are a problem.
Yeah.
You have, but when they go through you, they're getting the exact color and texture they want, and they've already seen a sample of it?
Yes. So I have all the samples of all the fabrics for all the furniture lines. Yeah. So you're able to see it, touch it, put it in your lighting, which is the most important thing. You know, when you go out and look at things, especially, you know, anything with colors, I don't care if it's white or if it's black, everything could change colors. What you think is black inside of a showroom somewhere could end up being navy blue in your house. You know, it just lighting is very important. So anytime you purchase anything, you need to see it in your lighting.
Now, I think we're right down the street from the Bassett showroom. I think I actually passed that coming in right down the road here. Rhonda, have you had an opportunity to actually drop by this Atlantic Billiards and Spa?
I haven't yet. Yep,
it
I've
is
taken, but I haven't
Mr.
Been in
Man Cave. If
oh,
you have
yeah,
any
sure.
of your customers that are building a man cave, I recommend you start here.
I don't want to be sexist about it because my wife is the one advocating for the pool table. But, yeah,
you're
right.
A lucky man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been 40 years together, and honestly,
very lucky.
Now she's thinking like I am. So, but Rhonda, do you own a pool table?
I do not.
Do you want one?
I do not.
Okay.
But you know, so, it's fun. I think it. You know, if you have.
Oh, did we lose Rhonda?
Well, maybe we did.
Teenagers, it's a great thing to have.
Yeah,
it is. It is a great thing to have.
I missed the middle part of your sentence, but you made perfect sense.
Yeah, like. And what I was saying was, is if you have like the space in your house and you entertain, or you have teenagers, you know, it's a fun thing to have for sure. Like if you have a space for a game room,
there is always the scene in a modern conspiracy movie where they're standing around drinking bourbon or whiskey, and the guys are drinking out of crystal glasses, and there's a big pool table in front of them. None of them can shoot a shot. Doesn't matter. They're just all sitting around there planning the universe's decline.
Yeah.
So, Rhonda, what kind of big projects have you taken on lately?
I'm sorry. Repeat that?
Yeah. Well, we've only got a few seconds, but I want you to plan to tell me what kind of big projects you're doing and what kind of small projects you're doing. Certainly we could get some walls painted between now and Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's little projects are not a big deal, at, you know, if you're wanting to do something like right now.
All right. Rhonda, Ben V. Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors. Brock Emmetts of Triangle Radiant Barrier. How is it that we get in touch with you?
TriangleRadiantBarrier.com or call us at 919-840-8515.
And we're at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. You want to come on by? We're at 8721 Glenwood Ave in Raleigh on WPTF.
The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Oh, yeah, that's App State is
making your home great on WPTF. Dave Alexander here. We've got Bill Mitchell of Atlantic Spas and Billiards, and of course, Rhonda Benby Plummer from Help Me Rhonda Interiors. Bill, talk to me about what you got in here. People might have missed the first hour of this. What do we have?
We'll talk about this week and next, all next week up till next weekend. We've got the Hot Tub and Sauna Expo. We're remodeling in October, and we need to find a way to get all our floor models. And there's specials on in-stock models. We can order a spa for you.
Yeah.
Custom build a sauna from Tilo. So Tilo saunas, which we build both custom interior. We have outdoor saunas. So the outdoor sauna, like if you don't have room for one inside, we have a patio or a cement pad that we could just build the sauna outside. It's got a roof. It's all ready for the weather. And you could go out and enjoy the sauna or the hot tub, of course, outside in the backyard.
I want to tell you, if you've got grandkids who are either love swimming or they just love the water, they have more fun in the bathtub than they do anywhere else in your house. You got to get a hot tub because they will appreciate that like you've never. They'll call it their pool because for them it's scaled up or scaled down for them. Bill Mitchell of Atlantic Spas and Billiards, the length and breadth of what you sell includes pool cues, pool tables, those spas, and what else? What have I forgotten?
Grills. The grill department is. We've got our grills on sale. The Kamado Joe and the Green Mountain Grill. Grill.
Yeah.
We're actually cooking on both this afternoon.
Yep.
And we've got them both running. We've got specials on those that really can't be beat.
Right.
And then all the games you can think of, foosball from Bonzini, shuffleboards from Olhausen and Presidential, ski ball, like you saw the ski ball machine, which is ready to go. And you can build that in your home, have that, arcade machines, all this right here on display here in the store on Glenwood Avenue.
And Brock said, you've got these vintage machines, but that's not really accurate because vintage means it's older. These are brand new machines.
Brand new, but it has the vintage game, which is Mrs. Pac-Man or Pac-Man or Dig Dug or Defender and Galaga.
Right.
So that old game that you played, what I played when I was in high school, which was, 40 years ago. So I guess that makes the game vintage, not the actual game that you're playing on.
Not the person, We're not vintage. We're just mid-century. All right. Thank you, Bill. From Atlantic Spas and Billiards, we are at 8721 Glenwood Ave, and we're happy to be open. You're open how late tonight?
Till 5 this afternoon.
Till 5.
And then we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And this expo will be going on all next week. It's over the 22nd, Monday. The 22nd is our last day of the expo. But glad to help people all week long.
You are not closing to do your renovation. How are you managing that?
That's right. So the showroom, we're actually splitting it in half.
Yeah.
We're going to remodel one half and work out of the other half. And then in December, we will have the front half redone.
Yeah.
New floor, new ceiling, new lights, new paint job, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Just to make the store prettier.
Yeah.
And then in December, we will remodel the back half while we got the front.
Yeah.
But we're not going to close. We can't do that.
No.
We're pretty busy. So it's something that we've been here since 87. So we certainly have a lot of customers we take of every week.
All right. Bill Mitchell, Atlantic Spas and Billiards. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You get a chance in another 10 minutes. Come back.
We'll come back for sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Rhonda Benvy Plummer of Help Me Rhonda in Interiors. But you'll do exterior work, won't you? I mean,
I'm sorry?
You'll do some exterior work if I need it done, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I had a couple appointments like that this week. Clients that want, you know, new colors on the outside of their house, and they just want to make sure that it's all going to blend and balance. One in particular is an old client of mine.
Yeah.
Their house is kind of out of balance. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole left of the house is kind of light colored, and then they've got this one side of the house on the right that is just very dark, 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 dark stone. You know, so the house looks kind of out of whack a little bit. You know, it's like real heavy on one side and real light on the other.
Right.
You know, so it was time to paint. You know, they needed to paint, you know, new caulk and, you know, all that good stuff. And she's like, I want you to come and help me get my house balanced. You know, it just looks out of whack to me. And so that's what we did. You know,
did it ever start in whack? Was it ever whacked? I know it's out of whack now, but
it was out of whack. It was just not
right. Was it ever painted properly, the right color?
So we picked, like, you know, a darker, warmer color that was going to help balance out that stone, you know, a little bit. Instead of a really, really stark white trim, we picked a warmer white, you know, so that it really went with the warmer tones of the stone. And so I can't wait to see it when it's all painted and get some before and after pictures put out, because it's going to make a really, really big difference. Instead of seeing the stone when you drive up to her house now, after it gets painted, I feel like you'll see the whole house.
Now, do we ever paint brick?
Yep. People are still painting brick. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so, and there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. You know, you got two types of people. You got anti-paint brick and not anti-paint brick. So,
well, it's,
I think, you know, it depends on the brick. You know, there's some pretty brick out there that, you know, kind of stands the test of time. And then there's some brick that was just, like, not so good, you know, color-wise, I think. And I think that's where people are like, we need to paint this. It just doesn't look good. It's a painted brick looks good to me. It's a good texture.
I grew up in a blockhouse, unpainted. Blockhouse with red brick trim.
There you go.
And, you know, in each corner there was red. We tried to climb up those things. Honestly, it was a real hazard. My dad eventually wrapped the whole thing with vinyl, and it looked so much better.
I think another thing that people forget about when they're painting their house is their gutters. You know, so it does matter what color your gutters are. You know, depending on how they are, you know, displayed on your house, you know, I guess, for lack of better words. You know, like the house that I used to have, our gutters kind of accented our house, you know, so doing them a color, like we had a white house with black gutters, so the black gutters kind of was a detail to the house, you know, and so sometimes that works and sometimes it does not, you know, sometimes the gutters need to just go away. And so always remember your gutters when you're painting your house too.
And when you say go away, you mean it needs to be a different color so it's not so noticeable.
It would need to blend, you know. So if most of your gutters are up in your soffit and coming down the, you know, the side of your house, like where your trim of your house is, and that trim is white, then most likely your gutters need to stay white, you know, so that they just kind of go away.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in this day and age, when people hang onto their houses for, I'm told, an average of, you know, 8 to 10 years, maybe, we all blend in together, don't we?
Yeah.
Nobody's got the red house on the corner.
No.
Because everything's a tan or a beige.
Yeah.
How can I stand out from the crowd and avoid the HOA knocking on my door telling me to reverse the whole thing?
Yeah, that's funny, because the clients that I was just talking about, you know, they wanted to make sure that their house didn't look like their neighbor's house. It's a great neighborhood that has a lot of variety and stuff in it. And I was the one that said, have you contacted your HOA about this? And they were like, we didn't even think about that. And she texted me later and go, I'm glad you told us that, because we do have to get it approved by the HOA. And I'm like, yeah, most of the time you do. And that's what the HOA, if it's a good HOA, they're looking to make sure that you don't look like the house next door, that there is some variety, you know, going on.
Right.
And that's only if it's a good HOA, I would say.
If it's a good HOA.
Yeah, some HOAs are not that great. You know, people, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Not really thinking about what the overall look would be. Right. And then there are HOAs that do care about that type of thing.
We're constantly laughing.
What I mean by good HOA.
Yeah. We're constantly laughing at that in my house because the president and chief executive officer and queen bee of the HOA is my wife.
Okay. There you go.
but she doesn't want to, you know, honestly, she doesn't want to get into a dispute with the neighbors. She's not the one, you know, screaming at somebody, your front door is supposed to be eggshell, not white.
Right.
You know, she's not that way. But you want to make sure that you're not running afoul of the neighbors.
Right. All right. You know,
Rhonda Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors is here. This is Making Your Home Great, and we're going to take a quick break. We are at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We're doing the pre-game for the football game. Bill Mitchell's going to stop by here in just a little bit. We are on Glenwood Avenue. We're at 8721 Glenwood Avenue. Lovely place. There's more than just spas. There's more than just billiards. But they've got both those categories overcovered. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And before we pick up with Rhonda Benvey Plummer. Sorry, Rhonda.
That's too long of a name.
It's fine. And Bill Mitchell with Atlantic Spas and Billiards. I want to present the Making Your Home Great keys to the game. Bum, 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 bum. The keys to today's game. UNC has got to score more. Thank you. That was our keys to the game on Making Your Home Great.
Bravo.
Thank you. Bill Mitchell of Atlantic Spas and Billiards. We're getting ready to say, hey, talk to me about this event, this expo. It's not the same as the, you know, any show outside the place. This is the expo in the store.
Right, the expo we're having at the store in 8721 Glenwood Avenue. We have over 30 hot tubs on displays, you know, five different saunas to show people, and swim spas from Endless Pool, grills from Green Mountain, and Kamado Joe.
Yeah.
But the hot tub and sauna expo is about making great deals on floor models, on demos, on in-stock spas that we sell from Hot Spring and Caldera Spa, and the Tilo sauna. And we're having the expo here at the store just because we have so much to show you right here in our location.
And you are trying to move that inventory so that you can renovate, but you're also going to stay open through all the renovations. So people have to know you're not going away.
We're not going away. It's something we've been here since, been in business since 1987 here at this showroom on Glenwood Avenue since 1998. Certainly have a lot of experience, Hot Spring since 91. You know, so it is something we've been selling this product for a long time, know a lot about it.
Right.
Here to service, certainly sell and service everything we sell. A great service department, but it is something that we're proud of. We want to show you what we've got. And you could save some money. And all next week, too. This expo is going on all next week.
Wow.
Until we certainly need to make some room here for the renovation. But we certainly will be open the whole time.
Yep.
We will not close throughout this. But that's why we need to make some space.
All right. Now, you're demoing grills. But if somebody stops by, can they talk you out of a hot dog?
We've got free hot dogs here this afternoon.
All right.
And all next week also. And get a soda, get a bottle of water, a hot dog, and they're the good kind, the hot dog man hot dogs that are in the hot dog cart. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Bill.
Absolutely, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And it's been a lot of fun.
And I want to, Rhonda, hang on just a second. I want to remind everybody that the folks at Enhanced Renovations will be out at the home show this weekend. Talk to Richard Nordheim. Tell them I said hi. Rhonda Benvey Plummer is on the radio. Rhonda, got a few minutes?
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the projects you're doing.
So I would say the biggest thing right now is everybody's renovating. You know, lots of renovations going on. lots of people calling about those renovations. So, you know, no project too small or too large for us. You know, we have a general contractor, you know, that helps us out when we need it. And, you know, we help with all the design work. It's just like a one-stop shop for anybody who needs anything done. So that's really big right now. Also, still got a lot of people moving to this area, as we all know, and they're coming and they have nothing. So that's another big thing going on now is people calling me because they need furniture, they need help getting their house like the way they want it, their dream house. You know, they've sold everything they had because it was cheaper to buy new than to move it because they're moving for so far away. So that's probably the two biggest calls that I get from people right now.
Right. The weirdest thing is you can rent a moving vehicle, a moving truck in Raleigh for decent money. But if you're in California, you can't get a moving truck because they're all in Raleigh.
No. I mean, I'm just to tell you, one client moving from California, they said to move them, they had a, you know, they said probably about a 3,000 square feet house in California. To move everything that they had was going to be $65,000. And she's just like, well, I'm just going to sell everything I got and get new stuff.
That's smart. Yeah. That is smart. But for people who are already here, that's most of the people listening. They are already here.
Yeah.
Why would they call a designer?
I think that to not make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is, you know, unless you're filthy rich, right? You're on a budget. You want to make sure that the money that you do spend is spent well. And that's what a designer can do. I'm sure that everybody that is listening to this radio at one time or another has gone to a store and go, oh, I'm going to get that sofa. And then they get it to their house and it don't fit. So that's what a designer can do. A designer can help you make sure you're not making mistakes, that your whole house is going to flow, that the furniture that you buy is going to fit, that, you know, it just makes life easier.
Now I hear somebody.
It's worth every penny.
I can hear people kind of talking to the radio. And what they're saying is, of course I'm going to measure it to make sure it fits.
They don't.
But that's not the, but that's not always what you mean by fit. If you bring
sometimes things just don't blend with other things, you know.
Yeah.
I always make a joke. They'll be like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? And I'm like, that's why I have a job. Not everybody has the same talent. You know, just like an electrician has his talent, a plumber has his talent, or a lawyer has his talent, designers have their talent. So we all need each other, you know, so that's kind of what this is about. And it just makes things come out a lot better. I try to make things enjoyable. You know, when you're building a house or you're remodeling a house, it can get very stressful. So, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, so I have a way that I do things that kind of makes it enjoyable for the client, that they don't get ahead of themselves. We have a step process that we go through, and it just makes it better.
Rhonda, thank you.
Less mistakes.
All right, Rhonda, how do we get in touch with you?
So you can find us at helpmerondainteriors.com or 919-263-9054.
And next week, we are going to be with Jeff Hastings and Burke Brothers Hardware. We're going to be actually in the studio. Alan Hillman with Duracell, and, of course, Brock from Triangle Radiant Barrier. And I will be there also every single Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. Thanks to Bill Mitchell and the crew at Atlantic Spas and Billiards.